You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Here's the bigger fish that we need to fry, because I can't even believe we're still talking about this after yesterday. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. Turtles in for Mike today. Did I hear you right? Did I hear you say that there's a poll up at Dukes and Bell 929 and that there are people who are okay with Kirk Cousins being the backup for our Falcons?
Okay. So here's where this...
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
He's legit, right, Bijan? Here's where this idea germinated from.
Okay.
Yesterday, Mark Zinno opened up his big trap.
The Colonel.
Yeah. And he said that the Falcons are not only going to trade Kirk Cousins, but that it's incumbent upon Terry Fontenot to find a trade of value. I tried my best to make some sense out of that man for 15 minutes while you were trying to connect yesterday.
Yeah. I heard
it to Mark Zinno for asking a tough question. Yeah.
Not in this instance, Mike Bell. So I thought about it overnight. And then I was listening to our friend, Squidbilly.
Okay.
In the morning shift. The Meat Man.
Yes.
And he said, I heard Turtle talking. And he said, Kirk Cousins can't beat the backup or they can't trade him. I said, okay. Let's ask the fans. Would you be okay if Kirk Cousins comes back as the backup quarterback?
Now,
after doing what he did, and that's the important part, because it's not just business at this point. It's personal. Because what he did on national TV, he embarrassed the Falcons organization.
Yeah,
I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error
and the whole shebang, the whole nine yards. If he didn't do that, I think there's a way to stomach it. But after doing that, and I don't care what came before it, I know the Falcons drafted Michael Penix. I know you got in trouble for opening up your big trap and costing us a fifth-round pick, talking about your doings, the goings-on with the training staff. I don't care about any of that. You decided, you made a conscious effort to go on national TV on the week of the Super Bowl when everybody's focused on the NFL, even more so than they are usual, and you revealed that you were hurt. You can't come back. You can't do it. If I'm a Falcons fan and I see that man in a Falcons uniform next season, it's going to make me physically ill.
So what would Mike Bell say? I asked that question because the answer's pretty clear. And we've been clear on this show. And I make fun because Mike's not here today. But what would Mike say if you said, hey, by the way, Kirk Cousins is going to be our backup next year? No way. No way. In hell. Is that going to happen? And Turtle, here's the thing for me. I totally agree with you on this. I don't think they can. One, because of the outrage, and some of you are like, it's fake outrage. No, it's not. We were all behind Kirk Cousins. We were swag surfing with this dude. Okay? We were talking about taking over traps. That's right.
Take over their trap.
So we were all in until we weren't because the truth was revealed.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Yes, you did. There's no way that this guy can come back and be the backup.
None.
I couldn't even believe you put the poll question up. I saw that last night. I was like, whoa, what is this? Who's talking about this?
It's closer than you think.
people want this to happen?
Right now, 54 to 46.
Who are these people?
46% of the audience right now. Go vote at Dukes and Bell 929 or hit me up at C. Thomas Radio Polls Up. Go vote.
Turn the page. Turn the page. Cut bait. You can't do this. And the reason is simple. I don't trust him. You don't trust him. And more importantly, I don't know how his teammates could trust him. Number two, the financial commitment. You guys are going to pay a backup quarterback $40 million rather than have him on your not have him on your roster? You guys are going to do that. Because all we're going to hear in the fall, trust me, is we got the most expensive backup in the league. I know. And that's why that's not going to happen. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. B-Mac's going to join us in about 6 minutes. We're going to talk to him. Of course, he is a CBS NFL analyst. We'll talk to him about the Super Bowl fallout. A lot of people think the Chiefs are done. The Eagles dynasty has started. We'll get into all of this with B-Mac and much more coming up here on the show. It is a big Friday edition of Dukes and Bell. I don't know what to say to those who's like, yeah, it makes total sense. How does it make sense? Somebody explain this to me, that it makes sense to keep him after all that has transpired. And Turtle, you're right. It has nothing to do with the season and the 6-3 start. This has to do with how it fell apart, why it fell apart, and then now the reasons we know why it did.
Again, if this was a situation where he got benched, he had swallowed his pride, was a good mentor to Michael Penix.
That's what I thought he was. Well, I thought he was doing that.
He may have.
No, I don't mean the mentor part. I mean, like, just don't say anything.
Well, and here's the thing. Once he did what he did, it's over. There's no coming back from that. That is a burnt bridge. Nobody in Atlanta, I mean, despite what the poll is saying right now, but I think those votes are going to get swayed as the show goes on.
Yeah,
nobody wants him here. How can you, as a Falcons fan, God forbid something happens to Penix next year, you want him back under center?
No.
After what just happened? Forget the crap play that he showed out there. Forget that he was injured. He lied. He lied to all of you. Every single person within the sound of my voice. And the numbers show us, Carl, that's a lot of people.
Oh, well, it has been for a long time.
Yeah. And you can hear me say this. He is a loser for what he did. Loser. That is something that is done by losers. For you to have to go to your PR spin strategy to come out here and say, with your agent behind you, I was hurt in week 10. I was hurt. So that means one of two things, as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. Either I didn't tell the training staff, or the training staff and the coaching staff knew, and they either didn't make a move because of financial commitment or because of incompetence.
Well, you can't.
And all of that looks awful, Carl.
You can't say they didn't know when he's on the injury report. Like, for the brief time that he was, and everybody downplayed it, and that's where that clerical error thing comes from, and as we revisit this, that you can't say they didn't know. They knew because he went to see the trainers. That's why he's on the injury report. And then all of a sudden he's not. You know why? Clerical error. I'm not going to go back in there. I'm not going to show. I'm not going to tell everybody what's going on because I don't want to be benched. All right. You guys can vote. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter. Such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.